Christmas from RNIB Connect Radio. Now, if you're still organizing your Christmas shopping and feeling a little bit overwhelmed by all the choices out there, well, there's someone who can help. With his review of one of the latest accessible games on the market, we have Blind Gamer and co-creator of DBKai Gaming YouTube channel, Chad Boughton. And today his recommendation is this one.
My true Yarns. This is my promise. While these fake Yarns may spread chaos, confusion, and noise, I will be right here with you to defend Yara. We will sacrifice in the name of progress. And we will rebuild paradise.
Far Cry 6 is another amazing game. And I love this trend that we are continuing to see in the game industry. Far Cry 6 does not shy away from accessibility. What I love so much is that when you boot up the game, it automatically puts you into an accessibility menu. That is amazing. Basically, from the start, it's saying if you have a disability, we want you to tailor your gameplay to your disability. And when it comes to the vision preset, it will automatically launch menu narration, which is amazing. Being able to navigate the menu with narration is absolute game changer. And of course, we can scale how fast the narration is and of course, how loud that it is. So to me, that is absolutely amazing. I love that so much. I think it's a game changer. Of course, I love that Far Cry 6 kind of, you know, I feel like it's smart. It kind of knows maybe that not every visual disability is the same because it doesn't outright make you do away with manual aiming when it comes to weapons. It lets you choose whether you want to do the aiming assistance or if you just want to continue aiming your weapons manually because you can't customize the weapon reticle. You can make the crosshair a lot bigger, as big as you want. You can even change its color. So that way it's easier for you to see when you're aiming your weapon. So I really feel as though when the developers were making Far Cry 6, they really were consulting some advocates out there and having an understanding of, you know, maybe just because we have visually impaired gamers, it doesn't mean that all of our visually impaired gamers are completely blind. You know, visual acuity is different for everybody. So I feel like they were very smart and they were definitely listening to the experts when they're coming up with their visual accessibility options. And then, of course, one thing I do also like is when it comes to those that are hearing impaired, you are able to, of course, create the subtitles, make them bigger, add a opaque or a semi-transparent background to them so that they're easier to see. But two things that I really like about the subtitles in this game is you can change the color for speaker. So anytime someone's speaking to you, you can give their subtitles their own individual color. So that way you can identify a different character from yourself. So basically, if you're in a conversation with two people, you can give them their own color for their subtitles. That way, you know, say when you see the red, that's someone. But when you see blue, that's someone different than red. So that I really like. And I also like that there's a sound subtitle option. And what this does is that it uses the same options that you set for the subtitles. But let's say there's a car explosion. A pop-up will come on screen saying explosion. But it will also give you an indication of where that explosion is in terms of distance and direction. And it will display that when it says explosion. So it'll tell you just how far off you are from the actual explosion. And again, I just think that is really amazing. And I think one other thing that I really like as a person that uses their hearing more than my sight is that I have the ability to change everything when it comes to sound in this game using the master volume control. So I can change the radio music, the scored music, sound effects, as well as the dialogue. So if anytime I feel like I'm having a hard time picking out dialogue over the music, I have the ability to turn down the music, crank up the dialogue so that way I have a better time hearing what's happening in the story versus just the gorgeous music, of course, that is in this game. So, again, I really like that, too. And then, of course, you're able to change the color of different UI elements on screen. So you can make the enemies have a outline color. You can choose one through one of 19 different colors to make your enemies have an outline, as well as interactable objects, the roads that you have to travel, the routes you'll be taking. So that way, as you're playing the game again, you have this beautiful rainbow of colors on screen as you're playing the game. And, of course, it'll let you know when you're shooting at an enemy, when you're coming up to something you might want to pick up to reload your weapons, or when there's a road you need to travel down, or there's a route you should take. Again, I just think there's so much in these games, and I mean, it's just amazing to see, as a gamer who's been playing since the late 90s, what gaming is nowadays, because I truly feel that gaming is finally becoming accessible for everybody. And I just feel that we're going to continue seeing more gamers want to continue gaming. And I think it's just going to further encourage those people that might have not felt included because of their disability, finally realize that the developers are hearing us and they're making these games from the scratch, from the beginning, with these accessibility options. And they're not just patching them in later, putting Band-Aids over what something should have already been from the beginning.
Thank you so much to Chad Boughton. Now, to keep in touch with Chad's work or perhaps get in touch with some gaming questions, well, follow his channel on YouTube. It's DBKai Gaming. And you can also find him on Twitter. It's DBKai_gaming. If you'd like more reviews like this one, just get in touch. We're radio@rnab.org.uk.